We're taking a break from fresh episodes for a bit, but instead of leaving you hanging, I'll be republishing the episodes that I think deserve a second listen. I know, we love us some fresh content, but smart ideas are worth hearing twice, because sometimes hearing something again is exactly what will move us from passive listener to actually adding the strategy to our toolkit. So put those earbuds in, pull that pen out, let's make this re-listen actionable. Case in point, I re-listened to this episode just a week or two ago because I was auditing an email sequence. The original email started, "Okay, this is different, but stay with me. Close your eyes for 10 seconds and picture this." The email followed with a future pacing visualization, and then open your eyes. And as soon as I read it, I thought, wait a second, how do you read an email with your eyes closed? And then, wait a second, I've heard this question before, haven't I? And I pulled up this episode. I asked Chava if you could see the final version of this email. We didn't even use a GIF, but we did strengthen the email, which just goes to show you how good inspired swiping shouldn't be linear. You can find the email in the show notes, but meanwhile, here's the episode.
Welcome to Email Swipes, where we peek behind the scenes at the emails that catch your attention and earn their place in your swipe file. Every other week, we'll talk to an email expert about an experiment they ran, and in the following episode, we'll dive into the strategies and methods used in the email so you can inform and inspire your own email work. I'm Mickey Elbaz, the copywriter behind winning emails for 8- and 9-figure SaaS and e-commerce brands like Shopify, Four Sigmatic, and Sprout Social. And I know that hearing the background stories to these emails will help you turn pie-in-the-sky insights into plug-in play actions. Ready to make inspiration tactical? Let's go. First, let's read today's email. So cool to see you've joined Tailwind, Nikki. I'm Danny. Hi. We haven't met, but I'm the CEO of Tailwind, and I wanted to reach out to you because I feel like we have something really fundamental in common. We both have goals. I know, everyone has goals, but we've got big goals. For example, you want to grow your business by driving traffic from Instagram to your website. That's a big, awesomely ambitious goal. I shared one of my big goals on Instagram recently. It's illustrated here. My goal was to live a healthier life. My journey toward that goal started with this. I had a vision of what my after would be. My vision was that image you see on the right above. I got there. And now my vision has shifted to the next iteration of who I'll be while always being the proud dad of the birthday girl. I'm not sure what iteration of your business you're on, Nikki, but chances are good that no matter how successful you are, you're in a before version of your business's story, and you have an after in mind, something you envision, like doubling traffic year over year, or tripling leads from Instagram, or something even more ambitious. Successfully driving good traffic from Instagram is within your reach, especially with help from Tailwind, but for stellar results, it helps to envision where you want to grow to. It helps to visualize a future that's as clear as the after photo above. So I'm going to ask you to do something a little strange. Bear with me. One thing I've learned from my pre-Tailwind days at Google, AOL, and YouTube is this. When you're willing to take risks and do the crazy thing, you create space for creativity and productivity to thrive. So here's my ask of you, as wonderfully busy as you are. Pause for a moment and look into the GIF below. Let your thoughts wander with this prompt to guide them. What one thing has been keeping me from driving the traffic and leads I want using Instagram? There's no wrong answer, by the way. Next, take another moment to visualize what it will mean to your business and your life when you actually do double traffic from Instagram this year. What will it mean when tons of that traffic converts into subscribers or leads? Visualize that outcome. Got a crisp picture in mind? Rosy filters applied? Good. Use that vision to drive the next few weeks with Tailwind. And if you're keen, why not hit reply and share your vision with me? Thanks for taking this risk with me, Nikki. I'll check back in soon. Danny. P.S. Wondering what kind of results you'll see with Tailwind? You can see typical results of Tailwind for Instagram members here. This email was a welcome email from the CEO for an onboarding flow for the Tailwind Instagram segment. To back up a second, Tailwind is a social media management tool that focuses specifically on Pinterest and Instagram. Yes, Pinterest marketing is a legit thing. I was totally blown away when I dug into this underground world when doing research for their Pinterest onboarding sequence. Anyway, Tailwind has an amazing suite of tools for managing Pinterest and Instagram accounts. And we, the Copy Hackers agency team, where I was working at the time, were tasked with helping new signups use the software And of course, to help them hit that aha moment so that they never want to go back to life before Tailwind. So this email sat in the flow that was specifically for the Instagram users. And it was the second email to go out, there being a regular standard welcome email prior, and then this one coming second. But let's back up a second and talk about the entire flow because it was really fun. Don Petrin and I were on the project, and Joe pitted us against each other. Each of us would come up with a big idea for the flow, and then the team would vote on the winning idea, and we would both write the emails using that winning idea. Well, give me a competition like that, and I am bringing my A game. I dug into the Tailwind platform, the research, and of course, all the Instagram feeds. So here I was drooling over all these gorgeous Instagram feeds. And in the back of my head is also all this talk about how much they love their customers and how much they appreciate their customers and how they know how hard their customers are working. And I suddenly had this thought.
Loving these episodes? You'll love my email playbooks. They're chock full of inspirational swipes, and my comments are even color-coded, so you get a super clear breakdown of what works and what doesn't work about each email. Plus, I break down all the nitty-gritties of each flow, so you know exactly what to include and why, without ever giving you cookie-cutter templates that hem in your creativity. In fact, Paul Melrose, who bought the playbook bundle, rated them a 10 and said, "Since using Nikki's playbooks, starting work on an e-commerce email sequence without them would feel like jumping out of a plane without a parachute." And these are not copy and paste solutions either. They work because Nikki gets you to understand the essential concepts at play so you can solve your own or your client's email problems. Big love and appreciation for what she's given us. Check out all 12 email playbooks on offer at nikkielbaz.com/email-playbooks and stop jumping out of a plane without a parachute.
What if we feature the feeds in the emails? There is something so addictive about the Instagram feed, and the Tailwind community is so strong. It was the perfect marriage of these two things to create the perfect strategy. So that's the big idea that I brought. Each email hook would feature an image from one of the Tailwind users' Instagram feed. Every email would open with a picture that one of the users had posted on Instagram, and the email would segue from there. So for example, we used a picture of this insane wedding cake to talk about the fact that you need strong foundations to build amazing things. We used a picture of a repurposed foyer table to talk about finding diamonds in the rough to promote the hashtag finder feature, that kind of thing. Now, the benefits of this were threefold. Number one, simply being that it would be super fun and visual, just, you know, really engaging and enjoyable. Again, that whole eye candy Instagram thing. Number two is that it was a great way to sneak in some stats on their users' success. So it was just really great, subtle social proof. In the caption area, we listed the handle and the number of followers of the user. And the third thing is that it was also really beneficial for the influencer because it was just another way to promote their content to a new audience. Every new Tailwind signup would see a piece of their feed. So it was a way of giving back to the Tailwind community. So this was the idea of the flow. And then came the founder welcome email. Now, I always write my welcome emails last. I find them very challenging. They are the brand's first impression. They are your first chance to make sure that it isn't your last open. And I always want to stuff in so much into that first welcome. Just, you know, hit them over the head with everything. So overall, pretty challenging. But because we had this big idea for the entire flow, this welcome was actually really easy. I mean, also because one of the founder's most recent Instagram posts was totally perfect for what I was trying to tell the new users. I was scrolling through his feed, looking for the right image to include in his email. And I was even wondering if, you know, maybe his email is different and maybe it didn't need to have an image. Should it have the image? And then I saw his before and after weight loss image. I clicked on the post. And the story behind it was all about how he hit this goal, the things he did to stay focused, and how he worked hard to get from that before to the after. It was total perfection. One thing that I find so hard about welcomes is that you have to help the subscriber keep that fire that they're feeling when they first sign up. When they sign up, they're excited. They think they found a solution. They're dreaming of the possibilities. And then they realize that
this is a tool and they have to learn it and it's going to take time to get results and they still have to work hard, even if the tool will make things easier. So I thought, how can we tie all of this together? How can we keep this excitement going even as they get into the nitty-gritty of the software? How can we combine everything that I want in a welcome all together? And the answer is future pacing. Future pacing is an important copy technique that we will get into in the takeaways. But in a nutshell, it's where you show your prospect what life will look like when they achieve their desires with your solution. And because Instagram is so visual, and we were using these visuals and everything, I was just like, wait, what if we have them visualize their future? So that, in about 6 minutes, is how this email was born. Okay, now that we cover the big picture of how this email came about, let's get into the nitty-gritties of this email's creation. I mentioned that we split the email writing between me and Dawn, and that was really interesting. That's the first time I did anything like that. We came at it from very different angles. I was leaning into the more SaaS voice of showing the platform in a concise, straight to the point way. And she was leaning into the audience of creatives and influencers and writing more flowery and fun. Both of us were right. So we had to work to meld those two angles together. It was really cool. Another thing that was super cool is that this email showed me really strongly how genius Jo is at copy chiefing. She took what I thought was a strong email and wow, she turned it into a masterpiece. One thing that she's always been really good at is getting into the reader's head at the moment that they're reading the email. She added in the line of, as wonderfully busy as you are, validating that it's a bit inconvenient to take the time, but it's an unconventional way to hit your goals. We'll get into this more in the takeaways. She also made the meditation exercise much more practical. I had close your eyes in order to help them visualize their future. She had the idea to include a really mesmerizing GIF for them to stare into. It was genius. It's kind of hard to read an email if you're closing your eyes. There were a couple of cool results from this email. The first is that it led to my unofficial promotion of head of email at the Copy Hackers agency. That was a cool one. The second is that the team loved it. The founder specifically was really excited about it. That's always huge. When you're writing an email in someone's voice, getting their approval is a huge win. He thought the idea of talking to the users about their goals was so strong, he wanted to feed it into their overall marketing strategy. He was also so keen on the email that he asked if we could ask people to reply and share their goals with him. He's the one that added in those two lines at the bottom. He knew it would make it more personal and also give him some great anecdotal data on what his audience is working towards. And finally, it got one of my favorite replies ever from the email expert who ran Sephora's email program. Hi, Danny. This is probably one of the best intro emails that I've ever seen. With 5 years of experience running an email program for Sephora USA, I love how genuine and imperfect your welcome letter is. You've accomplished, number one, welcoming a new member into your home with open arms. Number two, motivating me to set goals to accomplish bigger things. Number three, leaving such a great impression to a stranger like myself. I'm excited to use your platform and I can't wait to take the risk with your team. Best of luck and stay healthy. Sincerely, William. That felt really cool. But there was a big downside to this email story. These emails were ready to go live right as COVID hit. So the team scrapped the emails and went with a whole nother strategy that fit better with the times. It was crazy disappointing, and I still wish the emails were given their time in the sun, but that's email life sometimes. The idea is still in my back pocket. Maybe I'll be able to use it for something similar one day. Or hey, maybe you listening in will. Just make sure you send them to me so I can celebrate with you.
If you really want to make this re-listen actionable, check out the takeaways episode for this email story. You'll find the link in the show notes, and we'll also republish it on Monday. I won't be sending any promos for it, though, so make sure you're following the show if you want to get that notification. Otherwise, we'll see you next week for a new old favorite.